When Hashem created the world, He created the power of evil to balance the power of good. In every aspect of the world, where there is good, there is the potential for evil as well. Every person's avodah and test in this world, and mankind as a whole, are expected to eradicate evil through denying it power, refraining from committing evil deeds. Hashem is perfect, and there is no possibility of evil or chisaron from Hashem, so to speak, in the perspective of Hashem, but in the creation, it is possible for there to be the potential of evil, as chisaron or deficiency, lack of perfection, is an aspect of creation. That's how Hashem created the world, as we have discussed in the past. And that's the potential evil in the Bria, in the creation, that there can be chisaron, it can be deficient, it can be not perfect. So whatever good there is in the world has an equal power of evil, and the work of a person is to identify the evil and banish it from the world through connecting and becoming close to Hashem, who is the ultimate good. Through this, good becomes the definition of the world forever. All things that we've talked about at length. This is what the pasuk in Kehelet is referring to when it says, "Gam zeh l'umas zeh asa lekim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one in accordance, corresponding to the other, meaning good and evil. In only one respect does good have an advantage over evil, and that's because good has its root in the perfection of Hashem and is therefore eternal, whereas evil is just a byproduct of creation to make things, to level the playing field, so to speak, and is there only to test a person's motivation and perseverance. The same way Hashem created the ability to achieve divine wisdom and understanding and to grasp things which aren't humanly possible through Ruach HaKodesh, likewise Hashem made the potential for the opposite, that a person can bring upon himself a Ruach HaTumah, which is also not natural. And this is the concept of magic and witchcraft, Kishuf, communing with dead spirits, Dairish HaLameisim, which the Torah prohibits. They too, through utilizing certain names and words under certain conditions, can bring upon themselves a power of evil and tumah and defilement, which takes the person, the practitioner, far away from Hashem, the exact opposite of Dveikus in Hashem. And this power comes from the potential evil which resides in this world, created by Hashem to balance the good. Utilizing this power can also change the nature of the world and cause miracles to occur, you know, which is what's associated always with witchcraft, to do miraculous things, because Hashem decreed that this power should be available to evil as well. And that's what the Chartumim of Mitzrayim did. They can only do certain things, as Hashem granted the ability, and only within certain contexts. As we find in Chazal, they don't have power over creatures smaller than a lentil, and other forms of witchcraft don't have power over water, and so on. However, within their ability is to control the malachim appointed over the natural world, just as there is such an ability in the Koyach of Kedusha, there is such an ability in the Koyach of Tumah, and they can force them to do their will. And this is what Chazal mean when they say that the word Kishafim, which is witchcraft, is from the root of Shemakhishim Pamalya Shalmaila, which means they weaken the host of heaven, which sounds kind of scary, but what it means is that they're given control over the Malachim and can force them to do as they want, just as the Koyach HaKadusha, through utilizing Hashem's name, can have Malachim do as the person desires. So likewise, it was given an equal and opposite power to the Koyach HaTumah to get control over these malachim and make them do as they please. They are limited, as we explained, but in addition to the limitations that are part of witchcraft, one who is connected to Hashem can be immune to their power. As it says, the Gemara there says, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Ein oid mavadai afiluk shafim. Someone who is truly Ein oid mavadai understands there is no other force that can have any effect in the world other than Hashem. If someone is a great tzaddik and fully davuk in Hashem, magic can't affect him, and he'll be saved through Siyata Dishmaya, as it says regarding Rav Chanina, who had great schusim, he was able to be immune to any form of witchcraft.